This is Earth and Sky. Biological terrorism used in the U.S. might take hours or days to detect as an infection slowly spread.
U.S. hospitals don't routinely share information about infections. Health officials dream of a computerized database connecting the nation's health clinics and emergency rooms. But that dream is years from reality. In the meantime, Larry Glickman, who studies animal disease at Purdue University, says we might access another kind of health network, that of animal hospitals. He's working with Banfield, the pet hospital, with 300 U.S. locations and 3 million pets as patients per year.
And it turns out that all of their medical records are uploaded nightly to one central location. So we had the idea of using the pet dogs and cats that go to these clinics as a surveillance system and a rapid detection system for outbreaks of bioterrorism-related disease.
Many of the viruses, bacteria, and chemicals that could be used as biological weapons might affect cats and dogs even more quickly than humans, according to Glickman. His ideas are being supported now by Purdue, while he's applying for funding to develop the software and procedures needed to analyze the Banfield data. He says a system could be up and running later this year.
For more, come to today's show at earthsky.org. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.